Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord arranged the circumstances which prevailed at His first coming into the earth, just as He has ordained the circumstances which will surround His return to the earth, in order to manifest His ownership of that possession which He has purchased with His own blood. Thus we see Him draw a clear distinction between that which is carnal and that which is spiritual, by using the Pharisees and their understanding of the kingdom of God as an illustration of the sharp contrast to that kingdom which He came to establish. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. They were convinced that the deliverer of Israel would come in some glorious fashion, conquering her carnal oppressors and in the process exalting them to some higher station. Little did they know that He would manifest the redemption of His people by and through suffering and self-denial, and that He would establish His kingdom among the poor, the halt, the lame, and the blind. He taught His disciples the true nature of His kingdom and those who would have a part in it. Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. The kingdom of God has a beauty which is all its own. There is nothing about it which in any wise appeals to the flesh, but rather is at odds with it. Man in his fleshly nature rebels against every precept of the kingdom of God. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In his fleshly nature man is in rebellion against that kingdom, because he is in rebellion against its king, despising his authority and desiring to run contrary to his precepts. Paul, in writing to the Ephesians, describes the very thought process and desire of the natural man as he reminds them of their former condition, contrasted with the results of the new birth. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. In a demonstration of his general mercy towards his creation, the Lord has placed restraints upon the absolute wickedness of men, and does in various measures cause them to embrace certain forms of morality and societal order. Yet men do not by nature love these restraints. He will pursue a path to his own destruction unless kept from it. By contrast, the Lord displays his particular mercy to that people whom he has loved as he promises to bring them unto himself, delivering them from the darkness which they have already embraced. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. Thus the purpose of God for the creation of the earth is manifested. He delights in them, and they in turn delight in him and rejoice in this city of the great king. The psalmist praises the greatness of the Lord as he declares the wonders of the redemption which his hands have procured for those whom he has pleased to make its recipients. For it is in this city wherein he is worshipped, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. This mountain cannot be located by natural reckoning, but appears quite clearly to those who have been privileged to dwell in the shadow of its lofty heights. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Just as Mount Zion in David's Jerusalem was situated in a most scenic and lovely setting, so too is the true Mount Zion situated in Christ, who sits at the right hand of the majesty on high. What better place for her than hidden in the Savior's side? Is it any wonder that the Spirit of God moved the psalmist to write, beautiful for situation? The Lord does magnify the glory of his grace as he puts his bride on display as the marriage of the Lamb is come. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. This is the joy of the whole earth. Do you rejoice in Christ?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.